we use logic the best we can to try to block out, you know, what directions we should look in and what's possible and what's not possible. And if we make lay down general laws that sort of clear up one particular area, say you can or can't do this, that's very helpful. So that's a very important part of our reasoning. But frequently we get trapped in being incomplete in that logic. Also, there are emotional biases that tend to blind you, so you lay down general principles that kind of fit your emotional biases without thinking about possible exceptions or possible boundary conditions. You're not really necessarily looking at the right boundary conditions. Uh-huh. You may be very logical about a particular set of boundary conditions, which you think are the reasonable, reasonable ones, the ones everybody accepts, and so... Yes, you're completely right, but they aren't the right boundary conditions necessarily. Right. You can find ways around them. Mm-hmm. And that frequently happens in the breakthroughs in science or engineering, for that matter.